This is Ozarks at Large. As restaurants close or see fewer patrons because of the COVID-19 pandemic, they may find themselves with an excess of food. One option to ensure the food doesn't go to waste is to donate the food to Northwest Arkansas Food Bank's Middle Mile Food Recovery Program. Yesterday, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda reached food sourcing manager Austin Harms by phone to learn more about one of the food bank's newer programs.
We are part of a pilot of food banks across the nation. We are actually working with those different food banks to kind of learn what are opportunities that we have that normally would not be something that a food bank works in. So when you think of a company, you think of a restaurant, think of a donor that's in the food space, they typically view the food bank as, okay, well, those are the guys that they can buy a truckload of food across the nation. They can take a big, massive donation when we want to work with major companies, but they don't want to spend their time getting their trucks to come pick up 20 to 50 pounds of food. And so what this middle mile program is really targeted towards is providing an opportunity to work with our donors and to work with new donors in this community to find outlets for donations of the smaller kind of format of food. So we can kind of provide them with just a wide variety of options that those companies can use. So they can use middle mile for, hey, I have 5 pounds of food, I have 100 pounds of food, but it's all in boxes that a volunteer can pick up, or they can also use that system to post their bigger posting as well. Hey, we had a big event, so now using that same system, I've got about 200, 250, 300 pounds of food. Okay, well, the food bank can use a small transit van to go get those type of items. It's really the focus of this pilot is to learn how are the different ways that we can plug in for providing for these companies an opportunity across all spectrums of donations, not to just think through, okay, well, I only need to work with my food bank when it's a big donation. That's not true. We want to really partner up and provide a resource for companies to get food back directly into their communities.
Who are you looking for locally who might be good for participating in this program, for signing up for it?
Our three areas that we see the most opportunity are, obviously, we know about our community that there is a lot of vendor offices that are in this area. They're going to have things like samples. They're going to be working with Walmart, Tyson, all of your big companies in this area. And so when they have those type of samples or extras that are coming out of their facilities and their offices, those would be a great contact point for us. That's something that's easy for most of our people to use. We would love to start working with them and get them connected. We are looking for caterers. One of the things that we are really trying to learn about with this program is we have the ability to pick up that food safely and get it directly back into one of our places that have an actual kitchen, and they might do a cooking meal and things like that. So there is, in for our food bank, we really haven't in the past done a lot with prepared foods simply because we don't have a kitchen in our facility. We don't have a great way to store that with our agencies. So this is going to be a good connection point where maybe a caterer has an extra abundance from one of their events. It's already packaged up. It's already got a little label on top of when they made it, what it is, things like that. And so our volunteers can go pick that up, put it in our coolers with our freezer packs and all that, and then get it directly to one of those agencies who is actually cooking meals. And then on the restaurant side of things, we are very much interested in learning what all kind of items they would have. I would say, obviously, for restaurants, most of them are going to be trying to cook things to order. So that's something that we're just learning. But we do know that there's going to be things that are getting close dated that we can still use on a food safety side of things that they typically wouldn't use in a restaurant space or a retail space. Kind of a wide spectrum of items and different types of people we want to work with. The other thing that's going to be a unique opportunity that we see with this program is things like a convenience store or a gas station who are going to have hot case meals. They're going to have little ready-made meals that at the end of the day, what do they do with those type of items? normally people wouldn't think through, oh, well, at a gas station, they have food. But when they when you look at the places like Casey's and you look at places like Come and Go's in our community, they obviously have a lot of single-serve type items that are great for these pantries because it gives them an opportunity to provide a meal quickly and easily alongside whatever they're already going to be given out to sustain that family for a little length of time.
So right now, with many restaurants and businesses closing or having, you know, shorter hours because of the pandemic, in theory, some of them might have, you know, food that's going to expire or food that they won't be able to, or an excess of food, I guess, because they're having fewer patrons. Are they someone that could participate in this program?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been receiving those calls every single day over the last couple of days. So I'm doing one of two things. We can either connect those organizations into our own routes that are already going out into the community. The easiest way for those companies, though, is to just go sign up on mealconnect.org, and they can create their own account and just immediately put in what they know they're going to have. That way I can direct it, like I said, into the channel. Does it need to go with a volunteer? Does it need to go with a small transit van with us? Things like that. And I can kind of make it move to where it needs to go so that they get covered. But we do foresee that being a large opportunity right now, especially because I know all of these local companies are very tight on inventory that they keep. They are very good about keeping up with what they need to have in stock to prepare. When we have something that's just such a wide unknown, we want to make sure that they have that opportunity, that they don't feel like they have to throw it all away. And so, like I said, we so far have had a lot of response of people calling us and say, okay, I'm going to shut down for 2 weeks. What do you want me to do with this? Who can I get connected with to come pick it up? And so we're working hard to make sure that those connections get made and we find a home for that food that's going to go back into this community.
That was Austin Harms, food sourcing manager at the Northwest Arkansas Food Bank, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. In terms of regular operations, the food bank still needs volunteers to come to its warehouse to help pack food boxes that can be distributed to those in immediate need. If you have not traveled to an impacted area in the last 14 days, nor are you experiencing symptoms of illness, you can sign up at nwafoodbank.org.